Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today that you're being blessed in the Lord and you're getting up and getting ready to go to the house of God. I'd like to pray with you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you touch every heart that's under the sound of my voice. God, that you wake up our country, wake up our churches, wake up our preachers and our teachers, that God, we may preach the gospel without fear, without favor, and without compromise. Touch the broadcast today, and I pray that your word go forth all across this land, even to the ends of the world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today I would like to talk to you out of the book of Exodus chapter 1. And last week I talked to you about how that Pharaoh had bought the children of Israel under, made them slaves because he made them to believe a lie, and I gave you the steps that he used on them. But one of the steps that he used was this. In Exodus chapter 1, verse 15, it says, "And the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives." And then he went on down in here and he told them, he said, if it's a boy, kill it. If it's a girl, she can live. To throw him in the river. Throw him in the Nile River. That was his request. And I want to ask you a question. Have you ever thought about why would the king of Egypt, why would a mighty ruler be afraid of little babies? Why would leaders be afraid of little babies? Why would leaders of a country, leaders of nation, pass laws that was against and want to destroy little babies? You know why they wanted to kill the babies? You know why they wanted to destroy the babies? Because it is the future seed of that generation. It's the future seed. You see, the enemy wants to destroy the future seed that was coming up in the life of the Hebrews. The future seed that when Jesus was born. And what about today? The future seed. Let me tell you something and see if this sounds familiar. The king of Egypt had them to kill the babies and throw them in the Nile River. They worshiped the Nile River. And the reason they threw them in the Nile River is that there would be no trace of the little bodies. In other words, there would be nothing that would show or remind the people of how fearful the leader was of babies, or nothing to remind them of how cruel and horrible they were toward little babies. Does that sound familiar today? Do you see any graves today of all the little babies that are being aborted? 60 million babies have already been aborted in our country today. There are no graves. Why? They're thrown in a garbage dumps. Why? What does America worship? Garbage. What are our TV programs and the movies and the shows that are on? You can't hardly watch them at night. They'll give you nightmares. It's garbage. Let me tell you something. They don't want to be reminded of how cruel they are to do such a thing. They say they want people to have rights to do what they want to with their own body. But let me tell you something. If it did not produce them money and give them political power, they would not give you a second look. I want to repeat myself on that. If it did not produce money for them or give them political power, they would not give you a second look. And you know what? They have also told a lie in our country that the Christians are against the homosexuals. They are not. They love the homosexuals. They don't love the sin, but they love them. And let me tell you something. They love them, they want what's good for them, and they're not seeking a political agenda by using their cause, and they're not seeking money gains because of their cause. Let me tell you something, if it did not produce money and it did not produce political gain, they wouldn't care what happened to you. We need to wake up America and know that God has our best interest at hand. But we got to wake up to the lies that we've been told. We got to wake up to the time that we now live in because Jesus is coming soon. We must be ready. We must know the signs of the time because evil has gone through our land. And sad to say, we need revival starting at the head of our country all the way down to every single one of us. We all need Jesus. Thank you for listening, and God bless you today. Have a wonderful day in the Lord.